Okay, class. Today we're going to talk about the ups and downs of dieting. As a dietitian, I have to keep up on the popular diets. The diet industry brings in about $40 billion a year. In fact, it's one of the most profitable industries in the country. Now ask yourself, how could the industry be so profitable if the diets don't usually work? Now, don't get me wrong, some diets are safe and effective, but many people are looking for a way to lose weight in a hurry, and they read about a diet on the internet, perhaps one that a celebrity has used, and most of the time, they end up disappointed. These quick weight loss diets are not just ineffective. Some of them may actually be harmful to your health. You'd be amazed at what people will try. Here are a couple of diets that I read about in preparation for speaking to you today. One that seems really popular now is the liquid diet. On this diet, you don't have any solid food for 3 weeks. And the first week, all you do is drink lemon juice mixed with honey. Listen to this. It says, "The diet will help you lose weight, increase your resistance to illness, improve your concentration, and give you clear skin and shiny hair." In fact, it would probably have the opposite effect. It's likely that you would have no energy at all. It's just a matter of time until this kind of near-starvation diet has harmful effects. Similarly, another questionable diet is the 24/7 sleep diet. The idea behind this is that you will burn energy as you sleep, and because you are asleep, you won't notice how hungry you are. You'll wake up a day later having lost weight. Again, the opposite is probably true. You won't be able to sleep because you're so hungry. And besides, who can sleep for 24 hours straight? No one. Not unless you're very sick or you have taken a sleeping pill. These are just two of the craziest examples. So, why do people try these fad diets? In general, their reasons are related to negative body image and low self-esteem. They feel self-conscious about their weight, but they don't want to or are unable to change their eating behavior and lifestyle. They're looking for a quick and easy way to make a dramatic change. The problem is that even if they lose weight at the beginning of the diet, they don't keep it off. They often end up gaining even more weight in the end. This leads to even lower self-esteem, a loss of self-confidence, and guess what? Another diet. And that is why the diet industry is so profitable. So don't fall for these diets. If you want to lose weight, make a real and permanent change in what you eat and start exercising more. That is the only effective way to take off those pounds.